I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tensions in North and South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. The U.S. on Thursday said it was concerned about the cross-border violence, and officials in Washington said they were closely monitoring the situation. The tensions came amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparation for war. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok Shrine, hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the Thai capital city, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads into who conducted the attack or why. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
That's only one part of what we need Turkey to do, and what Turkey has indicated some willingness to do. We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. This is VOA News. Yukio Amano, the head of the UN Nuclear Agency, has downplayed a media report that his agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. The U.S. State Department says the IAEA has in no way given Iran responsibility for nuclear inspections. This comes just weeks before the U.S. Congress votes on whether to reject a nuclear monitoring accord reached between Iran and the five permanent member states of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Israeli airstrikes on the Syrian-controlled portion of the Golan Heights have killed at least five unarmed civilians, according to Syrian state media, in what Israel says was retaliation for rocket fire into its territory. Israel says those killed were Palestinian militants from the Islamic Jihad militant group. The drone strike targeted a car near a market in Quneitra province's Al-Qom village early Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based group that monitors the Syrian war, confirmed the attack, also saying that five people, including two pro-Damascus fighters, were killed. Far-left members of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' ruling Syriza party have broken off to form their own party after unsuccessfully trying to block passage of a $95 billion bailout package from the European Central Bank. The 25 lawmakers announced today that they will create the Popular Unity Party, becoming the third largest party in Greece's 300-seat parliament. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
President Carter says he is still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he's done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. Two of the leading 2016 U.S. Republican presidential contenders, real estate mogul Donald Trump and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, are taunting each other 5 months before the country's first party primary election. Mr. Trump and Governor Bush held dueling town hall rallies with voters just a few kilometers apart this week in the state of New Hampshire, where Republicans will vote in February. U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded, and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. The global temperature since January was 0.85 degrees above the 20th century average. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English